Divers off the North Carolina coast say they've found what appear to be human remains in the wreckage of a Civil War ship. The USS Monitor was a Union battleship that sank in 1862. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports on the discovery and the effort to salvage the ship.
Lying at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, the USS Monitor serves as a relic of a 19th century arms race. At the height of the Civil War, President Lincoln commissioned the unusual iron battleship in response to reports the Confederate Navy was building an ironclad of its own. The Monitor sailed only 11 months before it sank, but historians say naval warfare was never again the same.
This is really the beginning of the modern era for ship designs. You know, up until then, the majority of warships were wooden-hulled sailing vessels, so this was truly something revolutionary.
Conservator Wayne Lusardi is part of a 100-person crew working to recover parts of the Monitor from the ocean floor. The ship went down in a storm 140 years ago and came to rest upside down at the bottom of the Atlantic. 16 of its crewmen died at sea. Now, in one of the most extensive underwater expeditions ever, a Navy team is diving 200 feet below the surface, clearing sand and sediment from the rusting iron vessel.
Chamber crew, man your station! All right, guys, do it safe!
Working from a huge barge anchored on top of the wreck, divers are trying to recover the Monitor's unique gun turret, a 21-foot metal cylinder that Civil War-era detractors called a cheese box on a raft. The rotating turret allowed gunners to fire in any direction, a big improvement over earlier vessels with gun holes on only one side. On board the barge, expedition leaders watch on television monitors as divers work to free the turret from the rest of the wreckage.
Okay, we see the two divers coming in. One's going into the turret, the other guy's tending his hose outside.
Even for these veteran divers, the task is challenging. To reach the turret, they first had to clear away huge sheets of the ship's protective iron. Their work is painstaking and can be dangerous because much of the old vessel has decayed and collapsed. Still, diver Terry Bro says the area around the turret remains in unusually good condition.
Some timber down there, it's like they just cut it last week. Same thing with the iron. Some of the iron, it's bright, shiny iron. It's hard.
Says something about the workmanship.
Very good workmanship. They put that together solidly and well.
It was during a dive near the turret Friday that the suspected human remains were found, two bone fragments, each less than a foot long. Officers temporarily halted the expedition so the specimens could be lifted from the water and preserved. A pathologist will test the remains to try to learn something about the age and appearance of the person they came from. Archaeologist John Broadwater, the manager of the expedition, is optimistic they can be identified.
We know that 16 men lost their lives, 4 officers and 12 crewmen. We do know the names, and we know a little bit about most of them. We even have photographs of a few of them, so we do have a start, and we'll pursue all angles.
Broadwater says expedition members are in a somber mood after Friday's discovery. Though the Monitor sank more than a century ago, he says today's naval personnel feel a bond to their predecessors who died at sea.
Actually finding what may be human remains, I think it probably had an effect on most of us out here. I know it did on me. You actually can't help but pause and think about just how much this really can mean in terms of an individual life and maybe their descendants if we're able to identify the person.
Broadwater says the remains of the Monitor sailor will be buried with military honors, the same treatment given to all service personnel who die in the line of duty. As for the Monitor's turret, he hopes the huge iron relic will be brought to the surface sometime next month and taken to the Mariner's Museum in Virginia for permanent display. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Cape Hatteras, North Carolina.